I did not see any bite. I saw Mike Tyson approach Lennox Lewis, looked like he wanted to stare him down, looked like he wanted people to kind of get in his way before he got there. You know how that goes. And when no one got there in time, he felt like he had to do something. And what he did was kind of throw a half of a punch, sort of a right hook, at one of Lennox Lewis's boys there. And then Lennox threw a right hand at Mike Tyson, and then it turned into this big melee.
I don't know if you've seen the quote, the Nevada State Athletic Commission Executive Director Mark Ratner saying that everything could have an impact. We have to get the tapes. It doesn't help the situation in regards to Tyson regaining his license to fight in Las Vegas, which is where this fight is supposed to be. Do you think even the incident today, even if Tyson didn't bite Lennox Lewis, just this incident could affect this fight?
Absolutely, yes. I never thought this fight was going to come off. 5 minutes before the press conference came off, Brian and I were telling people that it's 50-50 whether the press conference will come off.
Why?
And it didn't, because Mike Tyson, if he wanted this fight to happen, it would have happened 3 years ago. The fight's been sitting there for him if he wanted it. You know, the perception in the mainstream is that Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, really wants Lennox Lewis, and Lennox is kind of timid and afraid of Mike Tyson. I don't know if the mainstream is aware of this. The perception in the hardcore sort of boxing world is that Lennox Lewis is the baddest man on the planet, at least he's the best, and Mike Tyson doesn't want the fight, and Tyson is afraid of Lennox Lewis. Let me tell you something. Lennox is over a half a foot taller, has a foot in reach, and he's 30 pounds heavier. He's been more active and more successful against better fighters over the last decade. Mike Tyson created this kind of emotional attachment to him. He captured our imaginations and sort of dominated the consciousness of the boxing and sports world so thoroughly in the late 80s, guys. Don't forget how long ago this was, that we're still kind of, we believe in our heart of hearts that he really is the baddest man, that he really is still sort of the heavyweight champion of the world. But the truth is, he ain't.
You know what? When you brought that up, I thought about that prior to we went to commercial break, and I watched the video again, and I thought, I wonder if Tyson did this because he did not want to fight Lennox Lewis. And he's only got a couple of months to prepare for this fight. He's going through a divorce. I wonder where he is anyways, mentally.
Guys, Mike Tyson said after his knockout win against Brian Nielsen a couple months ago, on camera, on air, I need a few more fights before I'm ready for Lennox Lewis. Now, he hasn't had those fights, and until recently, he didn't start training. You could see that he was in better physical shape today than he was in Cuba when he got angry at reporters about 2 weeks ago. So he has obviously been training a little, at least, in the last 2 weeks. But, you know, the fight's been there for him, and he's never made it happen. The guy is, if he wanted the fight, it's there. I don't know what else to say. He it could have been made.
But
it hasn't been. And listen, he hasn't had any fights since Brian Nielsen. So why is he suddenly ready for Lennox Lewis? Well, he's suddenly ready for Lennox Lewis, it appears to me, because people around Tyson must have considered the whole situation and realized this might be Mike Tyson's last fight, at least for a long while. And it's time to cash out. Enough of the $5 and $10 million paydays against the Frantz Botas of the world. Time to get the $30 million payday against Lennox Lewis.